what you're listening to. You listen to that Midnight Hour 215 right here from Philadelphia, PA. You know it's on. You know I'm your boy Young Highs. Let's go.
You already know who it is. Boy Young Highs. Let's get it. Let's go with this next song.
Young Flex.
Featuring your boy. This is called Better Days. Let's go.
Better Days. Deserve me a boring,
a boring.
Pretty little thing, yeah, she gorgeous. I just hop in and go touring. Instead of watching on the course, scoring. Let's get on to the better days.
Snatching niggas' kneecaps, I make them bow down to my throne.
My shit.
I feel the fury in my bones. You think niggas shield you from my wrath, nigga? You dead wrong. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about it. This ain't about it. Take the whole game, lie back and bench press, making the beast with two backs with an impress. Niggas don't make music that piques my interest. Tryna earn some packs and feel the love, but this ain't them time. I never been on that quest, putting niggas in the blender like Tony P in the final. Keep Acapulco to Cubans, get fried to my Biggie vinyl. I dare another whack rapper and fly that he dope. The fuck you playing pool with a piece of rope? Nope. I'm trying to do my art justice, bro. I murked this track. This shit should have been my song. Mama told me stay humble, but now I'm snatching niggas' kneecaps. I make them bow down to my throne.
My shit.
I feel the fury in my bones. You think niggas shield you from my wrath? Nigga, you dead wrong. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about it. This ain't about it. By George, I think I've got it. I'm flyer than any pilot. Fresher than the Fiji water or a Bentley with no mileage. Deep space, colored base, same for the floral bucket. Smooth as a triple shot at Grey Goose Chase. By Nantucket, gotta love it. Little flex for the public. Louisiana pimp swagger. No way in the hell I'm a Russian. Caucasian Hermes turtleneck. Vince 70 shades. Side by wingtips. Basically, I'm the shit. I'm trying to do my art justice, bro. I murked this track. This shit should have been my song.
My song.
Told me stay humble, but now I'm snatching niggas' kneecaps. I make them bow down to my throne.
My throne.
I feel the fury in my bones. You think nigga shield you from my wrath? Nigga, you dead wrong. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about the motherfucking money. This ain't about the motherfucking money.
You know.
This ain't about it. This ain't about it. I rhyme for the urgency, currently rep the currency. Sex never noticed me, prolific with the poetry. Nice. And as the coca, the cannabis, and the LSD. Peace, love, war, every day like the 70s. Can't tame rhymes, mysterious brainchild. You the dialect, respect when I flex style. Think tank heretic, piercing as an arrow tip. Life stack, draining, no way to recover it. Hollows at your goals, I'm hacking through all opponents. My mama and papa love it, they need it, them both condone it. You want it to come take it. My nigga, you'll never clone it. Prepare to war for your war like my name was Shao Kahn, nigga.
If you don't know, you won't know. That was Ain't About the Money by MG featuring Trey Digger. Let's go.
She tripping, she doing you foul.
Yeah.
Wifey is breaking them bows.
Yeah.
Thinking of this, she like,
ooh.
Pull my dick out, she like, wow. I got your bitch so aroused.
Yeah.
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 She tripping, she doing you foul.
Yeah.
Wifey is breaking them bows.
Yeah.
Thinking of this, she like, ooh. Pull my dick out, she like, wow. I got your bitch so aroused.
Yeah.
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 She tripping, she doing you foul.
Yeah.
Wifey is breaking them bows.
Yeah.
Think that bitch like, ooh. Pull my dick out, she like, wow.
I got your bitch so aroused. She give me head on the couch. I got my thumb in the ass.
Whoa.
I give a dick and no cash.
No cash.
I make the pussy go splash.
Splash.
Perky, you know I'm a lash.
Whoa.
Only gon' fuck her a couple times. Is she a thing of the past? Cause I don't never ever cuff hoes.
Never.
Fuck them on to the next bitch.
To the next bitch.
This nigga mad cause his wife be out of my checklist.
You know,
I was just dicking her down,
down.
She just kept coming around,
around.
She wanna goggle the dick. She sounded like she about to drown.
Hold on.
All of you niggas, you trick.
Trick.
Just spend a grip on these hoes.
These hoes.
All that I do is I light up the weed and I get addicted to these hoes. Run through them, through, like Michael Vick on these hoes.
Fit,
that's the lottery, cause I got a pick of these hoes.
Get 'em.
I got your bitch so aroused,
yeah.
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 She tripping, she doing you foul,
yeah.
Wifey is breaking them bows,
yeah.
Thinking of bitch, she like, ooh.
Pull
my dick out, she like, wow. I got your bitch so aroused,
yeah.
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 She tripping, she doing you foul,
yeah.
Wifey is breaking them bows,
yeah.
Think that bitch like, ooh. Pull my dick out, she like, wow.
I got your bitch so aroused. Probably digging off the style. My solidious for now.
Ooh.
Look like girls going wild.
Wow.
Teacher hit a chick without a mask. Special mama, then I gotta dance.
Gotta go.
Tell never hit a fucking ass, and I don't hit if I smell a bass.
Sheesh.
I got no pity for little niggas, cause if they was me, they would fuck my bitches up.
Uh-huh.
But that little bitch, she clears his head. Turn that bitch out like some racist. Tongue licking like a lizard.
Lizard.
Eat it up like some gizzard.
Gizzard.
Hard coded in a blizzard.
Damn.
Little brody gonna miss her. Pray Jesus, you sinner.
Sinner.
You was falling and I bent her.
Over.
Stomach pumping on my bender.
Got
hit from the bed like a fender bender. Ice fire when I hit the stew.
Woo.
Hit it loud, everybody knew.
Loud.
Kind of rapper stuffed in the truth. Pull a stick out and I fuck with
you. I got your bitch so aroused.
Yeah.
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 She tripping, she doing you foul.
Yeah.
Wifey is breaking them bows.
Yeah.
Thinking a bitch like,
ooh.
Pull my dick out, she like, wow. I got your bitch so aroused,
yeah.
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 She tripping, she doing you foul,
yeah.
Wife is breaking them bows,
yeah.
Think that bitch like, ooh.
Pull my dick out, she like, wow.
Yeah, that was The Barber featuring Killer the Kid. Aroused. So right now we about to get into our topic of the day.
Topic of the day, number one.
Do you think Cardi B will be the next top leading artist in the next 5 years over Nicki Minaj? Question by Shay with all the money. Topic of the day. Well, Shay, I absolutely think that Cardi B, the way she's going and the rate that she's going, she actually might be the next top leading artist in the next 5 years. You got to look at it.
Nicki's still kinda doing the same thing, but she's giving everything she's got. Cardi B, man, she's just working and she getting it in. The new song with Bruno Mars is kinda passing Nicki Minaj at this moment. Now, if Cardi B stay on the same route and stay with the same mission, of course, she gonna pass her by any means. That's what I think. But you may never know. Nicki might surprise you. You know, she might pull something out of the bag and give it a little 0-1-2 try. You may never know. But we all don't know. We can't tell the future, but the future is never hold to who's going to be the next top female leading artist in the next 5 years. Man, this beat just so calm and cool, like, it make me want to rap. But you may never know. We never talk about female artists, but female artists, they can pave the way for other females to get out there and get to their grind. It only take you one time to get to your grind. I'm always tell y'all people this. Life ain't easy. Success not easy. And money not easy. Those things, they go hand in hand. And they just keep on going. But hopefully Cardi B can beat Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? Get to that shmoney. You know what I mean? Nobody say that shmoney like Cardi B out there, man. She giving everybody something new. Instead of being a Barbie, you just be a regular chick. So now let's get into these words by Tupac.
That's why you have to be real. A role model. I want to be, instead of a role model, I want to be a real model. Because a role is a role. You know what I'm saying? If I always play like I'm so goody-goody, then somebody see me doing something bad that every human being has to go through, and they're going to go, wait a minute, he ain't cool, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll let him down. But if I be me, I can never let anybody down. Someone has to be me. I don't want anybody to follow me whatsoever. I don't want an army. What I want you to do is to listen. And I'm telling you, in my album, in the movie, in this interview, hopefully I'll show people mistakes I made, and they don't have to make that same mistake. And by me being real and telling you exactly what I did and not glorifying it or making it look better, then they'll see it for exactly what it was.
And we are back once again. You already know what we're here to do. We're here to talk about that hip-hop, that number one thing in life that get us started throughout our day, that make our life awesome, the underground hip-hop and R&B that just keep us moving and grooving. I got a special guest here. Actually, got two special guests. Mad Max Swayze and MG. You know, everybody already know, man, we always at it, we always getting it, it's time to get it. So let's go with this interview. So what up, once again, we are back and we are here with Mad Max Swayze.
What's up, man?
Alright, so.
What's up?
So, as we already know, man, hip-hop is always a dedicated thing that makes life easier. So how does hip-hop make life easier to you?
Wow. Starting with a fastball. So hip-hop to me is definitely a communal art form, right? The lyricist relies on the beat made by the producer. The producer relies on the instruments made by the instrumentalist, right? The instrumentalist relies on the vibe laid down by the lyricist. It's a cipher situation. Dancers, you know, all coincide with each other, all build. And in order to, like, really move forward society, right, don't you want to have things that build, things that teach you to build inherently, right? So that's how hip-hop moves life and impacts life for me, right? It's all about forward motion and knowledge and community,
right?
Also, rap is gangster.
So if you could do, or matter of fact, I want to get into one of our topics of the day, just to make everything seem all peachy, can, cool, whatever. But I just want to get into one of our topics of the day. Do you think that Cardi B would be the next top leading artist in the next 5 years over Nicki Minaj?
Okay. So, me, personally, I'm not going to say over, because I feel like Nicki is still in her run, and she's going to be a female Jay-Z, you feel me? Nicki is in the cash money hierarchy, but she's also equivalent to Drake in that her skill is there, the time has been there, like, she's unquestioned a leader. I also feel like Cardi B finna fuck the game up.
Right.
Cardi B has done things that, like, not many male rap artists have done, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that that's a thing because she's a female, but that is a thing because she's a female. And Nicki is in the same vein. And in order to kind of, like, operate, you need them to kind of coexist. But, like, also, because hip-hop is so competitive, coexisting is difficult. So to say that she'll be over her in 5 years, I don't know. But she at least gonna be at the same step. Like, they will be at the same step. So Hayes had to walk out. He kind of missed that part. But I just wanted to continue that continuity for thought process. So Hayes, basically what I said was, in order to say she's over her, she would have to pass her.
Right.
In 5 years, the way Nicki's going right now, I don't think it's enough time for Cardi to pass her. But they would definitely be on the same step, you feel me?
Right.
And only because rap is competitive and you can't coexist anymore. Niggas just can't be all nice no more, you feel me? Somebody gotta be the nicest. And because that's the wave we on, like, they gonna be butt heads. It might be a Jay-Z Nas situation, which I'd be excited to see, personally.
Right. Ooh, just hit him with a little personally, bit of sauce. Little personally, bit of sauce.
But also in 5 years, Tierra Whack gonna be up there. Bree right. Steves might be up there. Shout out Bree Steves. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's happening, but...
Right.
Cardi is a monster.
I understand, man. You just hit him with a little sauce, you know what I mean, on the interview, the Midnight Hour 215. Just throwing him a little sauce just to put it in the game, not to change it up, just to give him a little something. But, yeah. I mean, that was one of our topics of the day. You know, some things just never change about our topics.
I like this better.
So, I just want to get into our Q&A. Questions that never really change, but you know, gotta be known. What type of music inspires you to do your music?
I'm gonna give you three artists because they are who I've been listening to recently. Always and Forever Outkast. Always and Forever Kanye West. Very, very recently, Tierra Whack.
Now, I see you said Kanye West. Are you talking old Kanye West or new
Every Kanye West? Kanye West don't change the world, changes.
Yeezy
don't change the world, changes.
Okay, we gonna talk.
Ain't never changed.
That's our other topic of the day. We gonna talk about Kanye because Kanye been on some trippy. we definitely gonna talk about Kanye because Kanye been on his stuff. But question number two. If you could take three mixtapes on a vacay.
Shit. They gotta be mixtapes?
Mixtapes, albums, whatever. If you could take three on a vacay, on a vacation.
Where I'm going?
Anywhere in your mind sets you, bro.
Oh, fuck. Anywhere I want to go?
Anywhere that you would just be most bliss and happy. Gotcha. So, if you could take three albums or mixtapes on a vacation. On a little vacay, who would they be? Which albums would you take? And then remember, those are only three that you have.
How long?
Let's say 12 years. If you're on a vacay for 12 years, let's say you're on an island. If you're on an island for 12 years, what three mixtapes would you take on your little vacation?
So I gotta have The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Ooh.
Because I will not be okay alone without Mother Lauryn guiding my every step. You feel me?
Yeah, you know, you might have a little bit of pussy on that island. So
you never know who on the island, bro. Yeah. You play a little Lauryn. Hey, everybody come
out. Gotta hit him with a little sauce. Let me hit you with that sauce from the side.
That's that's a drip.
Okay, you got Miss Lauryn Hill. Who else?
Damn.
Who else you got on that?
Second would have to be ATL ends by Outkast because I need Sporty Odie Dopealicious. That is my favorite Smoke song. So for everybody who is a Swayze enthusiast or wants to know me as a nigga, factoid, Sporty Odie Dopealicious by Outkast is indeed my favorite Smoke song. And number three,
The questions get hard.
That's a little
difficult. Who's this last album that I would take with me on this vacation?
Because I need a turn-up album. I'm not going to live if I don't have a turn-up album. I'm 25. Shit.
The Midnight Hour is stumping. The Midnight Hour 215 is stumping Mad Max Swayze right now.
Just a larger obstacle than I had anticipated, but I'm about to give you the album. And trust me on this one. It is the combo album between my nigga Future and my nigga Drake.
Okay.
So I'm 12 years with no Yeezy. And I'm willing to do that for this simple reason. If you play Jersey on an island and there are women there, they will come to you like flies to a light bulb. You feel me? Future has that power. If you play any song on that album, the women are coming. So I got Lauryn Hill for my soul, you know what I'm saying? I got the AT aliens for the body when I'm smoking, when I'm working, when I'm doing my thing. And just in case there may be women on the island or I just happen to get drunk, I got the turn up in Drake and Future. You know what I'm saying? 12 years, I'll be acting.
It's understandable. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need a big booty girl to make your life just a little bit of difference.
Hey,
you know,
man, just
change it up, get a little salt.
Energy in most forms does the body good.
All right. So, question number three.
Trey.
What song, made you the most proudest to have you be like, I made it? It made you want to keep on pushing. You were like, I belong in the hip-hop world. What's the one song out of your songs that made you feel like, I'm proud? It made me want to keep on pushing and do hip-hop.
Monkey King. Get Kong Kong King, Super Saiyan Shapeshift, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one song that's constantly stuck with me.
If you haven't heard it, man, y'all got to listen to it.
It's on my SoundCloud.
It's about to
be on YouTube.
Tell them where they can...
SoundCloud for Monkey King. You can go to SoundCloud/BlackAdam. That is BlackAdam. There's going to be a lot of them. I'm the one with the nappy head and the really bad picture. You feel me? I'm the nigga. Like, I'm like the only black one. But... if not, go to Mad Matt Swayze. That's all the other music. That's the good shit. That's the new shit. MadMattSwayze. So it's Mad Like Angry, Matt with two T's, and Swayze like Patrick Swayze.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying? You can find that. That's easy.
So... that's to find the album Monkey King.
That's easy.
Especially to hit them with a little bit of sauce on it. They never knew.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go to question number four.
Cuatro. Doing rounds in here. Yo, what's up, Ugo? Shout out to Ugo. Shout out to Capital Raps. Shout out to that nigga, Oog.
Yeah, I mean, gang, gang.
He just joined the live. Oh, shout out to Mark. Shout out to Zsa Zsa Gabor. Also. Popped on the live, so I'm gonna just shout out to people.
If you could collab, so this is question number four. If you could collab with any rapper or singer, who would you work with and why? Why would you want to work with that person?
Like right now, like if they call me today?
Yeah, if they call you today, tomorrow.
If they call me today,
which rapper or singer?
Honestly, anybody? I'm going for Jill Scott.
Jill Scott. So Jill
Hometown.
Scott
Town.
So what if Jill Scott said, look, I wanna give you a little bit of music, but I want you to dip in this honey a little bit too.
If Jill Scott offered me the honey, I would be like Pooh Bear and quite the grateful recipient. You feel me? I'm going up the mountain and around the tree.
You know, Pooh Bear, he kinda stuck his whole fist in that mountain.
I would dive in it like an Olympic diver. And score a perfect 10.
Okay, so...
that's just Jill Scott's a beautiful woman, so, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to die, you should probably...
Lee scored at the perfect time.
So this is question number 5, our last question. So if you...
I'm with you.
So if you was not a rapper, what would you be doing? Like, if you wasn't a rapper, you could be doing anything in life. If you wasn't a rapper, what would you be doing?
If I was not a rapper right now, and honestly, this is still my life goal, but because I'm young, black, and I feel like I'm going to be alive until I'm 80, I can do shit. I want to be a lawyer. That's the umbrella term. But I want to specialize in two completely different styles of law. I want to specialize in copyright law, and copyright law for music, and young minority musicians, and artists, and entrepreneurs, just to legitimize their artwork and get them the money they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Also, I want to be, like, not a public defender, but a privatized low-income public defender.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got to keep the government out of public defending, because they are involved in the jail system. So, like, it doesn't suit them to keep niggas out of jail.
Right, because you got to think, it all goes in a circle.
Yeah.
Well, if you get this bad defender, you spend the next 5 years working on your case.
Yep.
Technically, if you know, Alcatraz is not actually a jail, it's a holding cell.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you spend the next 5, like, I watched Black Ink and I seen which way they was talking and stuff like that. Alcatraz is basically a holding facility.
Yeah,
it's not even a jail. It's a holding facility.
Trial. Not while you're convicted, but while you're still innocent until proven guilty, with the air quotes.
Exactly. You spend the next 5 years and your cases just keep on piling. So that's what Mad Max Swayze would be. He would be a lawyer. He'll be working for the little man.
I'm still be one. I'm working on a little bit of things right now. Just fell into some free class resources. I got a newspaper with me right now. They got the page, and I'm gonna just get this because this is a like podcast and like niggas need to know. You can take free classes from MIT at edx.org. Let me check to see if I'm right. Because I think that's it. EDX.org. Because niggas need to know.
He's giving you the knowledge.
And, yo,
listen, people. He's giving you the knowledge.
And I'm upset because I don't have a blunt for the effect that, like, you can give knowledge and be high. But trust me, I did smoke a blunt here before we did this. So I am high. That's why I can't find this page. But, like, knowledge is above all inebriants. So legalize weed and give tax breaks to young people who want to start businesses, because the only way to save the future is to save the kids.
Legalize our shit, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to smoke butt on the stoop, nigga.
Smoke up
on the stoop. Where is it? Education. Bang. Here you go.
Here we go.
I found the page because I'm the man. So, we are looking at, yes, I was right. EDX.org is a project started by Harvard and MIT in 2012. Offers a wide array of course materials from top universities like Coursera, which is another online free institution. But Coursera offers courses that you can pay for and get a certificate equivalent to the degree. You feel me?
Okay.
For the MIT thing, it's just you took the class, you get a certificate, but it's like you took an online course.
Right.
With Coursera, it's you took the college equivalent credit. So, niggas, if y'all trying to go to school but not go to school, look it up. And I'm going to take a picture of this and put it on my Instagram. So, follow me on Instagram, MadSwayze. That's Mad Swayze. It's one word. It's real simple. I'm the same nappy-headed nigga from North Philly with them nappy braids that didn't lie. So, I let my shit grow up. You feel me? Shout out to me, he free.
Right.
Shout out to me, he free. For now. They're going to try to get him again.
So, since that's all going down. See, now I have a ghost question number 6. All
right.
So, ghost question number 6.
He's like, I was thinking 6, but I got 5. So, I wrote my little notebook, 5 questions, you know what I'm saying? Now it's 6. It's cool. Ghost game.
Ghost question number 6.
Ghost game.
Do you think Kanye West lost his mind for the shit he said on TMZ?
Just specifically for the... Okay, can I take a shot at his ENJ before I...
Hey, take a shot at ENJ. Right. Sometimes you need a little drink to help you think, you know what I mean? Get a little thinky.
And this is the beautiful thing, because we did kind of like... we just talked about this, right? So, like, not like we talked about it in depth, but like he was like, yo, what you think about Kanye West? And my response was like, Yeezus forever, you feel me? I'm an avid Kanye West supporter, empathizer, sympathizer, young bumper, you know what I'm saying, protagonist, because he be tripping. But to say that he lost his mind for what he said on TMZ.
Because you got to think, he literally said he voted for Trump. So
he did vote for Trump. He has an America, Make America Great hat again, and he keeps it in his closet because he is unaware of people's effect and doesn't want to start some shit, which he did. But my thing is, do we remember who Kanye West is?
Look, I still remember Kanye when he did Jesus Walk.
Okay.
So and we I know. Still remember... And when he did his original Kanye swagger. But at the end of the day, Kanye is gonna be Kanye. He still got to accept some faults that he said.
He does. He should be held accountable for the things that he said, in the sense of, as people who disagree but also support him, that hurts us. But to say, did he lose his mind then? I'ma say no. That's not the point Kanye West lost his mind. We all were there when Kanye West's mother died. And he went from graduation Kanye West, the three-album king, the dynasty for the rock, to my dark, twisted fantasy. My mind is a puzzle. I don't know where I am, who I am, why I am, because my mama gone. You feel me?
Understandable. And that's what I've been trying to tell people. Kanye West lost his mind when his mother died, and a long time ago. Technically, when Kanye West had his mom, he was pumping out the juice.
Oh yeah,
he's still pumping out the juice, but
he's never not going to be a productive musical genius. And for the purpose of this conversation, when people say, "Do you think he's lost his mind? Oh, I can't support him no more," I'm like, "Time out. You listen to music because you like the person making it, not because you like the music. You feel me?
Right.
You're always gonna love Kanye for Kanye." But you also always gonna love Kanye West's music because it makes you feel good. So if you dislike Kanye for Kanye, that's fine. But don't front on his music, man. Let's not sacrifice his talent for his personal beliefs.
Right? Understandable, because we all got... For y'all who don't know, I'm a Christian Buddhist. What that means is I believe in a higher power, you know, like God, Buddha, Allah, whatever they put us on this earth for, they put us around this way to make us the way that we are and the things that we in. So you got to think about it, man.
I had to grip that term.
I kind of agree with Kanye, but I don't want to make America great again, because America's already great for what we are.
No,
but
America's terrible. America's never been great to me.
America's been great for one reason. We're allowed to say what we feel, say what we want, without getting our head decapitated. But you got to think.
We can't talk all the shit we want.
Do get decapitated in one way. We get blackballed.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Blackballed is decapitation for America.
Decapitation, but you're still alive.
Yeah, like...
Because they're not going to kill you. They're just going to fuck up every way you can make money, i.e. Meek Mills. Free my nigga. He free now, but let him make money. Damn. Right.
So, you know... I want to ask you this question. What do you think about love? What is love to Swayze? What is love to Swayze?
Love is a lavish over-verification of emotion. Love is sacrifice. Love is pain to the point where you're breaking and rebuilding. Love is change. Love is constant. Love is not kind. Christians, stop that bullshit. Love hurts. Love is mean. But it's worth it.
I have preached some stuff when we used to hang out back in the day and stuff like that. Now, I remember saying
that
love.
That was an attack at you, by the way. Because I grew up Christian. I'm just saying, like, in general.
But, you know, I remember I used to say to y'all, you know, love is a four-letter word, like fucking shit. It don't care about nobody but itself. But love had a baby with life called lust.
Yes.
You can't see through the lust to get through the love. So how can you see through the life of the love that you have?
Yep.
You blinded by love, because you got to think. If it's that lust, and lust is that baby, you don't see nothing but that baby you have, but you lose the power of the lust.
Lust is just
the life that you have,
physical passion and opportunity.
Right?
You're not going to lust for someone if the opportunity doesn't present itself, but you're also not going to lust for someone if you don't have passionate feelings for them.
Right, because sometimes it's
so
just
it has
that,
to be a blend of
sometimes it's just that idea without knowing somebody. Like the females back in the day, like, oh, I like him, but when you're with him, I don't really like him like that because you was blinded by the lust that really was
I just
there.
Liked what
see,
I saw at
you
that
can't see
moment.
The life that was really there, you know. But you know, that's a look in the eye. So if a girl come up to you today, what's the three things or four things she gotta have to holla at Mad Max Swayze?
To holla at me? First of all, if she holla at me, she got one thing, which is the unexpected factor in a positive way. I need you to be unexpected, but like positive, because I'm a very upbeat, positive person, but I'm also a Cancer, so I'm in tune with my emotions. I'm an emotional nigga. I know what's what. I'm very intuitive. I know what's what. You feel me? So, like, I feel your energy before you express your energy. So, if she can be unexpected in that way, that's good for me. Two, I am a fucking sucker for dark-skinned women. My God. That is nothing against any other woman. I don't specify, but, like, if she dark-skinned, that's one of the four things, you feel me? That's like 10% of them all, but like that 10% can turn into 100% if she dark, like.
So y'all hear that, y'all Nubian goddesses. Mm, if y'all want to holla at Mad Max Swayze.
Holla at a nigga, please. Ooh, I'm.
He loved the darker berries, sweeter the juice. That means he loved the way you move, the way you groove, and the way you do your goddamn thing.
That should
baby.
Be lit.
But, trust me, if you got a hair wrap, he hollering at you just because you like Jill Scott, baby. He just want a little honey with his dip, you know. But, you know.
Shout out Jill Scott.
You know, shout out Jill Scott.
Beautiful town in Philly.
Here on the Midnight Hour, we always show love to the women that make our life go round.
Mm. So, it's an unexpected factor. She has to... being black is a very good thing. That's not... She has to. That just helps. So, number two would be... brains. You got to be able to hold the conversation with me that stimulates my mind, because I'm a Cancer, I'm educated, you know what I'm saying? I went to Central, I did the little college thing. It wasn't for me, but like I gained knowledge through life, so that's big for me, right? So knowledge. She got to have the unexpected knowledge. That's two. The third one is I am a sucker for pretty eyes and a pretty smile. Like if she come to me smart as hell with pretty eyes and pretty smile, I'm just like, ooh. Did you just melt me? Oh, damn.
So the big titties and big butts got nothing to do with
I
it?
I mean, who doesn't like big titties and a big butt?
So, of course. Are you an ass man or a titty man?
I'm black. My mama raised me right. I like asses. I like fat.
I'm a titty man.
All right. Your mama raised you right. You a titty man. You like big, juicy titties.
I'm a sucker for a cute face and a smile myself, you know?
See. This is the 2-to-3 ratio that me and my cohort of Negroes have come up with.
Cohort of Negroes.
See, that's what we got to do. We got to take all these negative words and turn them into high sediddy shit and get this money. Right. So my cohort of Negroes have been cohorting with our knowledge and considered this very topic and discovered like a 2-to-3 ratio where it is the face on a scale. Whatever your scale may be, the titties on a scale, whatever your scale may be, and the ass on a scale, or whatever the scale may be. If you're a titties or an ass man, then that determines what's 2 and 3, but face is always first. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's how we operate. So that's like my personal opinion. And so I'm an ass man, so it's face, ass, titty.
Okay.
To me. Like, girl, Jada Pinkett could get it. That's what I mean. You feel me? Like, that's how.
So, little apple booty didn't hurt nobody.
Oh, look. Apples are good. An apple a day keep the doctor away, I'll tell you that. Tell you that.
Apple a day keep the doctor away. That's what they say. They say an apple a day keep the doctor away. You know.
An apple a day
keep the doctor away. Keep the good vibes going.
Keeps the good vibes going.
So, you know, we coming up to our portion of the day where,
good looking on this E and J too, man.
Hey, man, look, E and J make the world go round. Yes, you know, it's like Henny, it's move your soul, but you know, keep your soul in check for
keep
when it be
both.
Like, nigga, help me.
Yeah, man, E and J keep me lit but ready, man.
Damn it.
You
know, here on the Midnight Hour 215 podcast, you know, we always try to make it do what it do. And we always try to give y'all something to vibe out to.
Vibing.
So, we want to see what type of beat was Swayze vibe out to?
I could do it.
So, you think you down to rap something?
Yeah, I'm down to rap something. I rap every day.
All
right. I rap blunts, bars. Sometimes I rap with females. I was gonna call them bitches for the purpose of continuity in the language, but I didn't want to be disrespectful, so I had to do both. All right.
And then you get that fourth B with both. Y'all not ready for that. I be fucking with the English language, man.
We got Destiny Don't Care. I'm live. What up, Destiny? How you doing?
Hi, Destiny. I'm picking my nose because I'm a real ass nigga and I got shit in it.
What up, Ryan G's? What's good?
Low battery, please charge.
Man, we always make a do to do. We going live from a whole lot of
people. Low battery, please charge.
You already know.
So we about to get into our rat cypher.
The speaker on this joint always go crazy in here.
About to make this thing drop. I'm about to drop it.
Low battery, please charge. Power off.
Just let you know when the rap cypher about to start, you know. Speaker's always about to die, always going crazy, but we always still gonna make it do what it do. So let's go and let's give that heat.
So let's go.
I'm gonna take my glasses off.
Alright, that's cool. Go ahead.
What you talking to me? They don't want to see me free. They don't want to be 10K since they, nigga like me. They should probably tell their students to leave. It's time for the battle. They ain't ready for the rattle. They baby though. I ain't really lazy though. I'm Swayze though. You ain't even notice. Switch like locust. I be fly. They don't want to say I'm devoted. But I'm walking like a nigga with a mission. On a mission, I be tripping in the kitchen. I ain't whipping, I'm just cooking. And I'm eating, and all my niggas eating. And it's like eating, dog. The garden, and bitches naked, and I gotta get it in the screen everywhere. On the table, on the floor, and it's even in the in my underwear. Under what I wear, it's some cash that money, ho. Keep it close to the body, just in case you niggas don't be trustworthy in the end. Never trust a nigga that you don't consider a friend. Never trust a nigga that you consider a friend and put money over friendship days in, cause them niggas ain't friends. I don't really fuck with a nigga that ain't fuck with a bull. I fuck with highs cause he used to be high with me, fucking up a shit like a cypher scene, and he still do that every day in a mini hand thing. Sorta like the Scooby-Doo gang, but while rep for the Ghost Squad Boo gang, who hang down from the owl nest? It's me. I went to temple, but then I left. Best with the bars and I hit them hard. Niggas ain't ready on the boulevard. I'ma be whipping in a foreign car. I'ma get bitches like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I need the bitches. I'm trying to watch the waves to make sure a nigga tripping on beat and in time. Niggas ain't ready for my mind. Niggas ain't ready for the shine. Break a levy with the words. Sorta like the flow. That be that Katrina. And it's freestyle. Bitch, you know I need her. And she be baking like Anita. And she be caking, so I need her. And her face like, Halle Berry. And she a darker berry than any blackberry you've ever seen. And she on the scene writing rhymes, and you know what I mean. Yeah, we in the cypher, we going back to back. I'm like, yo girl, you black, and you know that I like that. She said I heard your name was Maddie, you oh so fucking Swayze. I said, bitch, don't be looking at me crazy. Then she slapped me. I said, damn, that was the sexiest shit I've ever seen. And together on the scene, whipping in the foreign, I don't talk about. Bitches don't know that I walk it out. Sort of like three stacks, t-shirt too small. But I'm still looking whole good like Emmitt Smith when he moving with a football. That's a touchdown. You ain't ready, ho. But I hate the Cowboys breaking levees, though. And I bleed green like a nigga, bitch. Now fuck a bitch in a foreign whip.
I mean, we're going on to the next one.
I'm sorry, that was good.
This nigga made roses. This nigga lost his grandma way before Moses. Parted the seas to get the niggas free. Got y'all niggas free. Y'all gon' put me. Everybody hated that gangsta rap shit, killing the community. Kanye West came up to 50 and sold more CDs. Now niggas is free. Now niggas is saucy. Now niggas is wildin'. That shit happened way too often.
Some niggas wanna see Kanye, be upset, be dismayed, be fucked up by the life he lives. They don't wanna help my nigga, I swear. I'ma fucking go crazy if they keep talking crazy. But it's okay, they gotta talk, cause he be talking crazy. I ain't wavy, but I'm swavy, and I'm peeping what's happening. Kanye West predicted his life while he was rapping, man. Let's quote Jesus Walks. He says something about walking with Jesus, and now he Jesus talk like he God. He say that I am God. He got a song literally called I'm God. Jesus. That's not Jesus. That's Kanye West. He say he the best, and yeah, that's the test. He said I'ma get on and get a white girl. Then he got on and got an Armenian that's pretty close. Fat ass. Slightly more than Amber Rose. But I would've stuck with Amber on that one, Kanye. She from Finna Ride. She would've kept you alive when you might. You wouldn't have lost your soul that day. I don't wanna say that, we're gonna throw that away. But back to why I think he's okay. This nigga lost it all, still made fucking bank. If you saw the Charlamagne interview, how is this some shit that I ain't say to you? This nigga took easy when Nike told him he couldn't get corporations and monetary payments on all the shit he was making. $15 million and took it to a company. Now it's worth $2 billion. That was 2 years. This nigga get money out the asshole. He got a whole different type of cash flow. They tried to stick up his bitch for riches. And he gotta fight Nike for his fucking digits. So his life's a little fucking trippy. He had an awakening, a breakthrough, not a breakdown. Niggas don't know he ready to get it. 2020, I'ma take a vow. I'm voting for him. I see better things in his eyes. A few are demise. And please don't impeach Donald Trump, cause Mike Pence is worse. Put that on God, my mom, and the earth. Just let them talk shit till 2020. God damn. It don't look that delicious, bitches, like the way I'm whipping it. We off Kanye for the second, for the last bit of the minute. I'ma kill it, I'ma give it like a preacher. You a eater, think this bread is my body. Not a hobby, this the work. And you got it for free. I ain't even prepared. That mean I did it free. But it's all with the style. Sitting with highs going wild. E and J treat me right.
That's life, man, life of Madman Sweetie. Yeah, so what you gonna know is, if he did his bars, that's think I'm gonna throw a little bit in it just to put a little bit of stuff with the talk.
It's awesome, man.
We're gonna put a little sauce with the top. I think I'm gonna kick a rhyme for y'all. I think I'm gonna name that right now. I had a little sauce with my top. Then I told him, well, I had to walk.
Why?
Well, my money wasn't the greatest. But I'm famous like I'm famous. Let's go. A little sauce with my talk, nigga.
Sauce.
I had some sauce with my talk, nigga.
Sauce.
I had some sauce with my talk, nigga.
Sauce.
Had some sauce with my talk, nigga. Hey. I can sauce it, then hey. I walk it out.
Wow.
Big banks, then I talk about.
Wow.
Homie, now what I walk it out.
Wow.
Now what's up, I got my sauce about. Sauce talking, now what's up, I kept it walking like my Jimmy Jam. Now what's up, I did it for my fam, huh? Got my sauce when I talk. I told a big bank it, baby. Now I deal with the walk. You had to tell me like we stinking in that lankin'. What you thinking? Now I'm trying to tell you niggas like we kicking, getting aching like damn. Will Pence, you ain't shit, nigga. Now what? We in that lens, nigga. If you don't know what I mean, it's like that triple team, Jimmy Jam. Now what's up? They hold it till they fucking fail. I got a whole bunch of sauce. Never talking. Now I get it, big walk. Big boss, and now I'm talking, get it in that grip. Never told him, now I'm talking just for the hell of it. A game of rapper be trapping, now what's up? And then I really bust it back like I'm one sack, passing all this passing. Man, what's up? Could you handle that? Handle that like a true fast, but I bust it down with it with the crown. Now what's up? I'm like Wolverine, ripping that stress. Then I get the lead, take the game like a Magneto, but I'm no hero, but it's all zero. Silver surfing, but I made it working. Now what's up? And then I really get the earthing. Earthing in that game, never told a nigga, stick to that name, stick to the brain, stick to the mind. Now what's up? I really gotta get with my global grind like that.
Took my sauce when I walk like Professor X. Now it's seven, then I talk, then you get the next. I'm like Professor X, and then you really catch my ex. Fuck it, nigga, now I'm like the rest. Lose your mind when I sauce. Sauce when I walk, made it when I talk. Fuck it. Never something, then I get that boss. Like I'm Scott Summers with a little Jean Grey. Had to stick it, man, what's up? I get it, cause it's mean say. Run it down like blood knot. Told a nigga with a juggernaut. Gotta get it, let the feel grand. Now what? Then I get it damn. Got a Jimmy walking, left. I told a nigga, man, what's up? Then I get it barking. Just bullshitting on you niggas. Now what? Then I get the figure. Got the sauce when I walk, nigga. Got the sauce when I walk. Never told him, now I call it big talk. But a game of rapper like me never told him where the sauce at. I mean, that was my little verse on sauce with a walk, you know what I mean? God bless the G-Eazy and Drake for this beat, man. I'm always catching cases when I sauce on the walk. I'm always catching cases and sauce and I fucking walk. Sauce when I walk, tell a big talk like I'm Jimmy Parker. Now what's up? I catch it with the sauce, nigga.
Sauce when I walk.
When I walk, sauce when I walk. Made it big talk, but I'm Superman at Lois Lane. Nigga, not the same, but I'm Spider-Man. Sticking to my Mary Jane. Ever change? Now what's up? Then it's on my brain. Gotta disappear like I'm David Blaine. Told you now what's up, niggas. Would I really ever change, ho? Yeah, I mean, that was Sauce, man. Made yo, it walk. Yo,
this nigga said, Sauce when I walk like Professor X.
Make you think.
When I walk like Professor X. So this is what I got from this shit. Nigga, Professor X don't walk, but he got enough mind power to fuck with the Phoenix.
Exactly.
He can move his legs with his brain.
And if you did not catch the movie,
he can build legs.
If you did not catch the movie,
he moved the chair.
And like the fourth, in the fourth one, Wolverine went back in time. He used all his mind power to make him walk. So, Sauce, when I walk like Professor X, I'm like a mind reader, so I know my fucking X. But you had to catch it now, like the fucking next. I like the sauce when I walk, nigga. So if I can't walk, I gotta use my sauce. I'm Professor X, like my ex. Hope a nigga catch my ex like the next. You couldn't catch it, so there's the rest. If you had to understand, motherfucker, I love press. Do what you gotta understand, man. I always spit bars, and I'm a gamer rapper, so so definitely, when I say stuff, I automatically wanna make you think when I say it.
He said like Professor X.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all don't get it.
y'all gotta get it. Y'all mean that's a gamer rapper, little insider sauce when I walk. I mean, if you don't understand it.
And then he said like Spider-Man or sticking to my Mary Jane.
And then I'm Superman, yeah, without my Lois Lane. So did you ever catch it, man? Am I being plain? Did you understand? Then what's up? And then my mind frame. You will never catch my bars when I say it. So my bars will make you think just because I'm a video game rapper and that's what I do. You know what I mean?
Thank God y'all got two rapping ass niggas here so y'all can get the double breakdown so y'all can actually follow.
Low battery. Please charge. Power off.
Oh, damn, the speaker is done, but we are still going.
Niggas killed the speaker. The cipher outlasts the speaker. This is a speaker connected to shit. It's good. Died.
You know what I mean, shout out to everybody else that's in my live. Dave, what's up? Lamar B, what's good? Lovely JJ, what's up with you, sweetheart? How you doing? Nina S, how you doing?
Hey, Nina.
Sunshine.
Damn.
Ray, what's good?
Yo, China Brazil from Houston, Texas. Follow me on Instagram, pimp. MadSwayzie.
I mean,
we need to talk.
We don't care. You know, how I try to tell y'all, you know, I make it do what it do on the podcast. You already know. Look, I go live from y'all just so y'all can see my day to day work. So this is the day to day work of me. This is the day to day work of me.
What's up, y'all?
You know,
I'm lit, yo.
This is the day to day work of me. I mean, I got Mad Max Swayze in here. He's lit. So, you know, we are recording. We are live. We are going every day, man.
Throw them M's up.
I mean, gang, 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 gang. You know what I mean? If you don't know, Mad Max Swayze is also a part of, what you don't know, Ghost Gang.
You know, he is a part of Ghost Gang Entertainment. You know, check out the sticker.
I just want to see the sticker.
You know, so I meant to ask you this. What is your new project that you will be starting throughout your day? You know.
Nigga, hold up. I got stand up for dramatic effect. Bang. Gotta make sure my pelvis is seen by all. That is a pink. What was that? That's my calcium tablet. I should have took that when I was drinking my water.
Calcium.
Yo, I got
sick. We'll get you another water.
Yeah, I need to get my vitamin C and my calcium together. You know what I'm saying? Bones looking
a little thin. I take my iron pills. You
know what I'm saying? The blood got to be good, too. I need to get on that, actually. I've been eating a lot of dark, leafy vegetables, though. Hopefully, that's doing something. You know what I'm saying? Blackety-dye. Look, bang. One this way, so y'all can see. You see that? Y'all see that, right? Bang. Y'all see that, right? Bang. So my niggas can see. My niggas know what this is, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the image made by local artist Orlando Severino. Orlando Severino Art at, you know what I'm saying, Instagram. For the soundtrack. Yeah, I'm calling it a soundtrack. Because it's not just an album, my nigga. It is a soundtrack.
Right.
So the album I have privately released via purchase of said sticker or DM on Instagram. You feel me? You could just holler at me and tell me you want it. And I might slide it to you for free depending on how you talking, why you talking, what you talking for. You feel me? I'm all about building and prosperity. But with the sticker, you definitely get it. Like, if you get a sticker, I gotta give it to you. Yeah, I'm saying? So hit me for them Jones. I don't discuss prices because real G's move in silence like lasagna. But I'ma watch y'all give highs too, cause that's my man's. You know what I'm saying? One for him and one for whoever he deemed necessary.
I got two stickers.
You know what I'm saying?
I got two stickers.
But y'all got to come get them Jones. Y'all feel me?
I mean, we would definitely post this up in the midnight hour 215. This will be dedicated as one of the hottest, one of the craziest artists that we know that will be posted up in the midnight hour. You know, we are trying to
give you a blast of the album real quick. It is a day. It is my love life, or a love life. I shouldn't say my, but I already told y'all too much. So it's my love life condensed in a day. Every positive and negative experience I had with every woman I've been with condensed in a day, my nigga. Mm. 7 tracks. So like it's 7 days in a week. Mm-hmm. 7 tracks. Like it's 7 chakra points. Mm-hmm. 7 tracks. So everything has its place in the physical spectrum, connected to the spiritual spectrum. It's all about love, so it all deals with the heart. And it was supposed to come out on Valentine's Day, but I came into my man Orlando and he had a good idea about doing some artwork, so I pushed it back, realized it was good enough that I could make a film out of it. So I'm about to shoot a movie, y'all.
I just want y'all, for the listeners that are listening to the Midnight Hour 215 podcast, I actually want to let you know, well, I want to tell y'all, I hollered at Mad Max Swayze about a film.
Yeah.
I was shooting a while ago, and the whole team, I had a role for 2 cops, and I want to say just a little bit, Swayze didn't want to play no cop.
I'm not down with the police. Listen, I'm black, right? I'm from 30th in York, my nigga. If you know Philly, you know exactly what I'm talking about, you dig?
Right.
I done seen the SWAT run up in my old nigga crib. Because he had multiple pit bulls. Not because he was fighting them, but because he was a black man who owned his house with multiple pit bulls. You feel me? They ain't fine shit. He ended up staying in the crib, but they bust his door down. You know, at the end of the block. 8 o'clock in the morning. You're not supposed to have traumatic experiences before 10 or 11. The brain is not fully capable to handle that amount of stress. The heart is not awake. Your body is in rest mode. You feel me? That's how the human anatomy works. So imagine getting your shit raided in at 8 a.m. That's fucked up. Imagine seeing that as a young nigga. That's fucked up. Fuck institutionalized racism.